All right, welcome everyone. Akasha here, and we are back with another Bliss Life Global Healing Series on energy medicine. So I didn't want to close this series out without bringing in energy psychology, or EFT, which is a pretty popular, especially in the US, very well-known method. And yet there's so much information, it's almost overwhelming. There's people claiming it works for all kinds of things. And so I wanted to find and bring you somebody who is using this as a complement to other things, but is going to help to show us how to release trauma tap by tap. And so today we have Dr. Rania Veith. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to read just a little bit. Vonya is a Bliss Life Coach, so you know we resonate on that. It mainly focuses on healing emotional trauma, and with Akashic Field Therapy, Blissful Blueprint Program, Energy Work, and Forgiveness Courses, they all intertwine together. And she's working towards changing trauma's stigma, which I think is a really good idea. We have PTSD being fairly well known now, but I don't think that most people understand the amount of trauma that you experience right from birth all the way through that we can carry in our body and our minds and our field as shock and other problems. So that's really great that you're raising the stigma or the awareness about it, especially spiritual awareness overall. And this part I love, take care of immediate emotional challenges so that you don't get re-traumatized by feeling overwhelmed and helpless in some of the situations you face in life, possibly right now during the pandemic or any other crisis in life, because we came here to ride the roller coaster of life, right? We're not doing it wrong. If things are happening in life, it's how you ride that. And so not only is it easy to avoid accumulating more emotional baggage, but we can use this to shave away some of the older layers of emotional trauma. And these techniques are also a huge help in forgiveness work and integral in trauma healing. So this is such a juicy topic. I'm so excited that we've connected. Rania's over in England right now. And so share with us a little bit about your journey and how you came to be doing the work that you're doing right now.
Ah, yes, where to start? Well, my journey has never quite been easy. People usually find it very interesting, so do I. But when you actually are on this journey, it turns out to have been rather traumatizing. It took me a while to actually figure that out myself, because people always, as I said, see, oh, that is so exciting. But then they wonder, why don't you ever settle down? Why are you like this? Why are you so nervous? Why do you have panic attacks? And so, well, maybe it's because of my exciting journey. And then I started to finally realize that all the exciting things that I have done in my life, some of them have actually been traumatic because I was overwhelmed. So it started with me being born in South Africa, but my mom moving back to Germany when I was 3. My parents split. So that's trauma that, you know, a lot of people go through, and you don't realize how traumatic that actually is until it impacts you later on in life. Then I've moved around myself a lot. Again, I found it very exciting, but turns out when you deal with psychology a little bit and look into what can actually be traumatizing, all the different life situations, a move can be traumatizing. Losing your job can be traumatizing. Being ripped out of your social net and connections and friends and family and being transplanted somewhere else, that is traumatizing. And I've had a lot of that in my life. And so it kind of makes sense, really, that not only in my dissertation at university did I write about trauma and guilt, I ended up being a healer working with trauma. So that's how that happened.
I love that, how almost every healer or energy worker that I've met, it's part of our personal path, right? It's what happens, and I'm sure this is true for most of you watching this, right? Mm-hmm. Is that your paths made you go, okay, I've got to look for something else. There must be something better or different, or I want peace. I know for me, I just wanted peace. You know, I wanted, like, I don't want to be in pain anymore. I don't want to be in fear anymore. I don't want to be anxious and panicky anymore too. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about trauma. Talk to us a little bit more about the different ways that trauma can affect us. And of course, in this current situation, people are experiencing all kinds of trauma. I really believe we're in the cleanse. So mm-hmm. we might be feeling our own trauma of being shut in, or maybe being in too close quarters with certain people, or being isolated and cut off, or what will happen for the planet, or will I die, or whatever else is happening. But even more important is what may be coming up for you to release, or what you're feeling in the whole world too, right? So this is, yeah. this is a big time of sensing and feeling all this old stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So if you go by Peter Levine's definition of trauma, trauma is really anything that feels overwhelming or life-threatening. So most people, when they think trauma, say, oh, a war veteran, PTSD, or you've had a horrible car accident or something like that. But trauma can be something simple as just feeling overwhelmed by a situation, just like being stuck with your family suddenly, and you might have conflicts that you haven't resolved yet, and that stress level is just overwhelming. That is trauma. So really what I'm trying to do is to change the stigma of trauma, realize that trauma is really something that everybody has experienced to one extent or another. And how well we deal with certain situations depends on our overall well-being, how stable we are mentally and emotionally at any given time. So when people walk around saying, well, this is not traumatic, this really might be a little challenge, but that's nothing big. So, well, maybe for you it isn't, but maybe for the other person, it did feel overwhelming. Maybe they did wonder, oh my God, if I were not here in this world, then maybe, you know, it would be better. So if something feels overwhelming or life-threatening, that is trauma. And it's very, very individual. It depends from person to person. It depends on situation to situation. And it depends on how other people around you deal with it as well, if they take you seriously or not. That will obviously influence how you perceive it. Do you feel safe with certain emotions of fear coming up? If you feel safe, then you're probably not overwhelmed by it and it's not traumatic. If people keep telling you, oh, don't be silly, this is nothing to be afraid of, then it can accumulate and start being like an avalanche and subsume you. And suddenly it's traumatic. So there are so many different aspects of trauma, and especially in this pandemic, I think a lot of people are being faced with emotions they have thus far successfully suppressed.
Yes.
And are suddenly faced with things that can be seriously overwhelming and traumatizing that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I like how you mentioned too, there can be that cumulative energy. It doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily isn't just when your daughter mm-hmm. dies or just mm-hmm. when you got hit by a truck, or you know, that there's day-to-day trauma, there's trauma that doesn't get dealt with, and we suppress it, you know, try to ignore it, try to find some way to live with it mm-hmm. and of course it accumulates, and we have adrenal fatigue, right? And a constant yeah. people who've been, I know I was one of them, constantly in a state of fight or flight, and yes. it has physical effects as well as emotional and mental effects, and which can then what affect your life, your relationships, your money, your health, and everything, right?
Yeah. It's great that you mentioned that, because I've just started, before the pandemic, I started teaching a stress release course in a company here in Dover, and talked exactly about that. Stress is accumulative. So is trauma. Trauma makes us stay in a stress response, really. And too much stress can result in trauma. So these two go hand in hand because of the hormones that we produce when we are stressed. And yes, they have an impact on our emotions, on our mental well-being, and our physical well-being. So it's really important to realize what is possibly overwhelming and then take care of it right then and there before you even go or simultaneously to cleaning up old trauma. Because I also work with trauma in from past lives. For instance, I do AFT, Akashic Field Therapy, where I actually dig for the particular trauma in that particular lifetime and then clear that with energy work and psychology. So, and we also know from epigenetics, don't we, that if you've read Bruce Lipton, and a lot of our viewers probably have, are familiar with this work, that trauma gets passed on from generation to generation as well, which then causes an energy field around us that attracts similar scenarios, which again can be traumatizing. So it is really important to take care of your immediate traumas as well as hopefully other traumas as well, eventually, to break the cycle, which is really what I think this pandemic is about, this great awakening. As horrible as it is, how challenging it is, this is our chance to heal, to break that cycle of perpetual trauma from generation to generation. And it's hard, it's not easy, but it's possible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's really important. One of my other speakers said he heard this, and I love it. Don't waste a good crisis.
Right? That's awesome. Yeah. Don't waste a good crisis.
Yeah, don't waste a good crisis. And so, you know, if you're always on the go, let go of needing to be on the go and be present. Use it to be still, be home, be alone, go within. And yeah, it's not easy when we have to sit with our own thoughts and go deeper, but this is a moment for that metamorphosis. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's go into EFT, share what it is briefly, how it works and how you work with it and start to share with us both how to use it to release the trauma and to keep from re-traumatizing.
Okay. So EFT or tapping is part of what I do in my Akashic Field Therapy. As I said, I look at the past life trauma, and then we go through the whole thing with a few targeted questions to understand what was going on and process it that way. And then we do tapping to actually release that energy, and it might have to be repeated several times. And EFT in itself is the regular tapping routine that a lot of people are probably aware of. But what I really like to use is the shortcuts that are so useful to stop or prevent re-traumatization. So let's see, I would like to share a couple of different things, really, not just EFT, but let's start with the most basic thing that a lot of people could benefit from when they feel overwhelmed by something. Because I've noticed a lot of times, being an empath that I am, often taking on other people's emotions, being the healer that I am, even though I do have my protection bubble around me, it still happens that I attract other people's things. And especially right now when we are enclosed with other people in a close environment, it's really hard to just stay in your own energy bubble the whole time, especially when you have close interactions with people and are, have emotional involvement. So, and there's a feeling that you find overwhelming. Let's say, feelings that don't feel good are lower vibration. They're not bad. They're just lower vibration and they don't help us be a happy person, right? So the first thing that you can do is just stand with your feet flat on the ground, close your eyes, become present. Maybe take a deep breath into your lower abdomen. Become calm. Maybe take another deep breath. At least three is usually a good thing. And the deeper you breathe into your lower abdomen, the better it is, because then you engage your diaphragm. And when you engage your diaphragm, you automatically stop producing stress hormones. So that's the first thing to do. Then intention is a really, really powerful tool. Use your intention by either saying out loud or just in your head. Either works. I let go of everything that is not mine. And most often you will feel an immediate release of something. You don't have to know what it is, but you will feel lighter. It is amazing. The only challenge here is to remember to actually do that, because so often we think it's our emotions. So I actually put sticky notes all over my apartment sometimes when I go through phases that are challenging.
Yeah.
And laughter, by the way, is also very good to release lower emotions. Okay, so you're standing there, you're being grounded, you have done some deep breathing, and you've let go of everything that is not yours. The next step you can do is to, again, set an intention, say out loud or just in your head, now I let go of everything that no longer serves me. And you will feel another shift. And depending on how aware you are of energy shifts, you might feel some tingling, you might feel temperature changes, you might either get hot or cold or cool, or have funny sensations, like the tip of my nose starts to tingle very often. When I do healing work, I yawn a lot, so that's another indication that something is shifting. And this is something really easy that you can do at any given time. Anytime you feel, okay, this is just, something is off here, do this. Start by breathing, have your feet flat on the ground so that energy can actually escape. Become present and use the intention to let go of everything that is not yours. And second, to let go of everything that no longer serves you. And take another deep breath. And then you will hopefully have felt a shift. Even if you don't feel a shift, just be assured that there was some shift going on. Sometimes we're not yet attuned to what is going on in our energy field, but it doesn't mean that nothing is shifting. Trust me on that one. I work with a lot of people and it's different for everybody. So just trust. So there's one easy thing that you can do. If you want to go into tapping, then let's see. When you're sitting down, for instance, one easy thing is to, Akasha, are you all right?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you explain just briefly what we're tapping on for people who aren't familiar with why we're tapping parts of our body?
I was about to do that. I was just wondering if you're okay. Yes. So as I said, very often the EFT round is a really long round, right? You start here with the eyebrows, outside of the eyebrows, under the eyes, under the nose, on the chin, then here with the collarbones, then here under the arms, and then on top of the head. But it's rather complicated, not always very practical, is it? To look like a chimpanzee on a dinner table, right? So the little shortcuts that I love to do, even when I'm driving sometimes, you know, back in the day when you could still go places, and I would feel an emotion coming up that I would immediately not want to suppress because that's not healthy, but really get rid of. You can tap on your thymus gland. If you see the little pendant here, this is roughly where your thymus gland is located, a few inches above the sternum here. And if you just feel along the middle of your chest, you will feel a spot somewhere which is just, which feels just a little different, a little more tender. And that is the right spot to tap. Yeah. So when you're driving, for instance, or when you're somewhere where you don't want to do the chimpanzee with all the toe tapping around, just use your thymus gland. This is what I also do, the Akashi field therapy, where I tap, because this is your gateway to the subconscious. So whatever you say out loud or again in your head while you're tapping is being absorbed by your subconscious. Yeah. So your conscious doesn't even have the chance to contradict it, to resist it, or come up with excuses, nothing of that. So again, set your intention. And let's say we can work on anger. A lot of people are angry at the moment at the littlest things, which is just frustration. But again, if we accumulate it, it's not helpful. So it helps to take another deep breath into your lower abdomen, simply to become present and to stop the stress response. And then start tapping on your thymus gland, preferably with your eyes closed so you can focus better. And with your intention, either in your head or saying out loud, and say, I let go of this anger. I choose to let go of this anger. I let go of this anger. I choose to let go of this anger. And just do it as long as it takes for you to feel a shift or for another emotion to come up. So depending on what's really going on, depending on what the situation is and how much time you have, if you want to do it in bed at night for 10 minutes and just work on some stuff that happened during the day, you can move from one emotion to the other. Suddenly you don't feel anger anymore. You feel sadness. You keep tapping and say, I let go of the sadness. I let go of the sadness. Then you feel frustration coming up. And you keep tapping and saying, I let go of this frustration. I'm willing to let go of this frustration. I choose to let go of this frustration. And you can do that for as long as you want. Maybe 5-10 minutes, and get rid of a bunch of emotions that have accumulated during that day. But the wonderful thing is that you can do it anytime, just for any little thing. So when you're sitting stuck in traffic and you want to have a bout of road rage, take a deep breath, start tapping on your thymus gland. I let go of this anger. I let go of this anger. It can be really powerful to just calm you down.
Yeah, I like that too. It's important to remember, like you were saying, the full routine or certain techniques are great if you have time and you're alone and it's quiet. Mm-hmm. But the real thing is we want to apply these tools, these energy medicine tools, every day, right? Multiple times a day. And I used to tell my clients, you know, they're like, but I'm at work. And I'm like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's take 3 to 5 minutes in the bathroom if you need to or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, there's really no excuse. I tell my clients too, if you really want to do something, because they always look at masters and healers like, oh, you got it all figured out. All you do all day is do this. Like, yes, now, maybe, but you know, I have a life. Sometimes I'm in the supermarket and I'm like going up. So I actually have it on my website. Mastery is not about having a perfect life. Mastery is knowing your tools and knowing when to use them. And that's what I see myself doing as a coach. I'm trying to teach people what I know, as practical as I know, and hopefully in a way that they will remember to do these little things. Like breathe deeply, stop the stress response in the bud, and you will notice an immediate shift already. You won't even get angry because you're not stressed suddenly. Or tap on your thymus gland. Or sometimes when I'm driving especially, you can also tap on the karate chop point here, yeah, on both hands, just on the steering wheel. It works.
Yeah. So what would be an example of what they would say or do here?
I learned it on the karate chop point. That's how I learned it 20 years ago already.
Yeah.
So that's a very powerful point.
Yeah, I know that like when I learned it, it was you started here and you did a lot of talking, right? You were like, oh, I hate this and I know I hate this and it's okay that I hate this, but I really want that all. And you just kind of like, you know, dump it all out and then you start moving around. But what you're saying is that you can take whatever it is that's, you know, coming up, overwhelming you. And just if you're somewhere like, you know, the steering wheel lever, you could do the same thing here.
Yeah, exactly. Because I find it slightly overwhelming sometimes to do a whole EFT round myself, even though I am a healer. But when I want to work on something, it's like with everything else. If somebody else leads you through it, it's much easier to let go. So when I start with a karate chop on the long route, the long round, and start, okay, even though I feel this, I completely love and accept myself. Okay, that might shift something already. So I'm not saying that the whole round doesn't work. It does. But if you go from one emotion to another, it is sometimes really hard when you do it yourself. So, and especially when you don't have time to do it yourself. You know, as I said, it's not that easy to sit like this at the kitchen table and find where your bra strap goes and do this emotion, right? You don't have time for the Simpanji motion. So just use your sternum. Most people won't even notice what you're doing when you're standing in line in the supermarket, breathing deeply and in your head saying, I'm letting go of this anger. and letting go of this anger. Just try it. It's really powerful.
Good. So do you have any stories of the kind of shifts that you or your clients experience that would help illustrate for people how this works or what they might experience?
Yeah, I have one client who's been doing AFT with me a lot, Akashic Field Therapy, where we do use this tapping. And she had some trouble at her workplace. And interestingly enough, that's something I would really love to share, especially in this time where things get amplified, right? We wish for something like, I'm unhappy at work. I really want to change my job. Everybody here is cruel to me. They bully and harass me. And then they lose their job. That's not what they expected. But really, it is. It works. Because a month later, you have a different job and different colleagues. It still might not be your dream job, but it's one step closer, isn't it? Because you're not being bullied anymore. And you still have an income. You have better colleagues. You don't hate going to work as much. It's moving forward. So I think that's one thing that we underestimate, that whenever we wish for something and something awful happens because it's not yet the end goal, that we lose sight. And then we get overwhelmed by the reality of what is, instead of keeping our focus on what we really want. But it's, and especially hard right now because everything is so amplified.
Yes.
Yeah. So if there's something quote unquote bad or uncomfortable, it can feel overwhelming. Again, tap it away, breathe it away, do whatever it takes, meditate it away, so that you can stay focused on what you really want. These are powerful times, not just for the negative to be amplified, but also for the positive. And we really have to learn to focus on the positive, on what we want. Come from a place of love. If you can't, because there's hurt, do more healing. This is the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. Then how would you use this specifically for the, you know, not re-traumatizing? Let's say you have a pattern, you know, a lot of people have become aware that they have a certain pattern and they can see, oh, I keep doing that. I keep dating this person. I keep repeating this. And you're really ready for that to be released. And then you're in a situation kind of like right now where you don't feel like you're in control or you have a choice. And you might feel some of these gnawing at you.
Yeah, well, there's always little things that you can do yourself. And then there are things that you need somebody else for in order to help you because they see things that you don't see. Yeah, so you can tap away your anger that's coming up right now. But if there's a deep, deep trauma that you're not even aware of that makes you angry and keeps attracting similar situations to make you angry, then there might be a call for a healer to actually go into your Akasha, find out what the reason is. And I keep healing myself all the time, right? Healer, heal thyself. We all do that, hopefully. Right now I have a program going on that I found where apparently I was orphaned in a past life and it made me angry. So there are certain triggers in this life, especially in England, that's the reason why I'm here, that make me angry. So I'm working on that, yeah? So we just use the tools that we have and work as best as we can. And if there's a blind spot, which you all have as well, then we find somebody who knows better, who can see better differently where we cannot see.
Yeah. And how would you, can you guide us through or give us an example of how you would use these tools to feel empowered, to be creative, right? To create and amplify the positive, even if it's unknown or uncertain.
Yes, I would again tap on, let's say you have a block to creativity. You know you're creative, but there's a block somewhere. You can use the tapping to just say, I choose to let go of this block. The wonderful thing about these times is also that we don't have to know everything, why and what it is. We can just let it go. The only crux is that we have to remember. So any kind of block that you feel, just tap it away. How to amplify things, that I usually do with intention. And one of my clients has a really hard time understanding that for a reason. Probably because we're so indoctrinated at this point by this positive thinking fad of The Secret. All you have to do is think positive and your whole life will miraculously change. Yeah, I wish. No. So I've been saying that for a decade. Nobody believed me. Finally, people are catching on. You have to feel the way you want to feel in the end. But if you can't, because there's too much trauma, then obviously you need to get rid of the trauma first. But to keep it simple, if there is something, anything that you feel good about, and this one particular client I keep giving an affirmation to tap with after every session that has to do with our session's topic, more or less. And then I come up with a memory or an activity or something that she really, really, really enjoys, where her energy is already expanded because it's positive and she enjoys it, right? Then I ask her, okay, every time you feel like that or any time you can feel into that, even if it's a memory, then start tapping within a particular intention. And I'm trying to come up with an example that I did with her. Well, let's say it's gardening. I allow myself to expand and enjoy life just like I enjoy gardening, for instance. The important thing is to talk to your subconscious while you're already feeling something positive, to learn to expand that, to teach your energy field and your subconscious, which is really what runs us, to tune into positive energies. And by that, I mean higher vibrational energies. There's no judgment, right? That's just a matter of practice, really, because the world has done a really good job at telling us that we have to focus on the negative. Just look at the news. Whoever decided that the news had to be negative.
It's, right? It sells. So, it makes money. It keeps people in fear.
Exactly. But the word itself, news, it doesn't say it has to be negative news, yeah. Right? It's just news, something new we didn't know about before. So we have to really learn to shift our focus. And it's easiest done when you find something that you enjoy, where you're already expanded and with the energy field expanded and you feel good and you have a smile on your face, and then tap on an intention in order to amplify that.
All right, good. So why don't we do one? Why don't you guide us through an intention, and we can pick something that's very, you know, a positive and wonderful feeling that we can send through ourselves into the planet and to everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Good. How about we either sit or stand with our feet flat on the ground, or if you're in lotus position, just make sure that that your spine is straight so that the energy can move better. Close your eyes if you would like. And then take a few deep breaths into your lower abdomen. So really, really deep breaths. Imagine that your tummy is a balloon that you're trying to blow up. This way we engage our diaphragm and stop the stress response. Let's take a few deep breaths. Lovely. And while you keep breathing deeply, I'd like you to dig for a memory or an activity that you really enjoy, where there's no negative attached, whether it's gardening or looking at the waves on the beach or cooking a meal or snuggling with a kitty cat, anything at all. Imagine you're in that situation and you feel the bliss that you usually feel in that situation, in that activity. You feel that relaxation, you feel that exhalation, so nice, elation. You feel the bliss, you feel how expanding that energy is. And you feel the peace that this feeling brings you. Now that you're feeling that peace that you have in that particular feeling and with that particular activity, with that particular memory, start tapping on your thymus gland gently and say out loud or within your head, I expand that feeling of peace throughout the rest of my life. I expand this feeling of peace throughout the rest of my life. I expand this feeling of peace throughout the rest of my life. Really feel into that and see with your inner eye how the rest of your life is suddenly peaceful. You might see golden, bright, white, golden waves radiating out from your energy field and just affecting everything around you. Sending out peace throughout the rest of your life, throughout your apartment, your house, your family. Keep saying that in your head. Keep feeding that intention with this positive energy that you feel. Then imagine those waves radiating further and further out. Let those waves go through the whole town, your city. Like light waves of peace. I extend this peaceful sensation, this feeling into my world, into my city, into my country, and into the rest of the world. I extend this feeling of peace throughout the rest of the world. I extend this feeling of peace and love throughout the rest of the world. If you want to take it up a notch and add love to that, you can feel it for the rest of the world. Add it. And just imagine the whole world radiant with this bright white golden light of peace that you're sending out just because you feel good right now. You have raised your vibration. Your subconscious is listening to you. Your energy field is changing and it's radiating out to the rest of the world. My intention is to radiate peace to my world and into the rest of the world. Then you can stop tapping and take another deep breath. And slowly come back to the surrounding and open your eyes. Wow, this is almost like a mini meditation.
It was, everything's glowing.
Yeah.
I love that.
And the more energy aware you become, the more you feel how it actually radiates out. It's actually a lovely experience.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's something everybody can then take these tools and repeat this process and then share with us about your website where people can find you and then let us know what your free gift is. And if you're watching the video or the podcast, all the information you need to get the gifts and everything is all right there.
Yes. My website is www.englobe.me. It'll probably be easier to find it in the link. It's kind of difficult. It's englobe.me. Amazon Mother. There's a long story attached to that, which I will not bore you with. But I also work a lot with forgiveness because I've realized that forgiving ourselves is one of the hardest things to do. Not only does everybody pretty much struggle with forgiving other people, but the more aware we become, the more we understand about the law of attraction and how we create our own reality by staying focused on certain things, etc., the more certain resentments come up sometimes and we wonder, so, okay, I know about karma. What kind of horrible person was I to have created this, right? So it doesn't really make much sense to get angry about these things, and certainly doesn't make any sense to wallow in resentment. Again, that lowers our vibration. So it's really important to learn to forgive ourselves. So since I've learned of a universal forgiveness prayer many years ago, which various sources claim is theirs, so I really don't know where it came from, I just changed it at this point to make it more my version. I've actually created forgiveness programs where we use tapping as well to learn to forgive others, to forgive ourselves for what we've done to others, and sometimes more importantly, to forgive ourselves for what we have created. So that's a really powerful tool as well. I had a forgiveness challenge for 21 days on Facebook with a little group. And that was very rudimentary. That was just my beginnings of that course, actually. And all the participants did was say this prayer 3 times a day. And it had major shifts for them. It was absolutely amazing what they experienced. So I've put together a whole program on forgiveness where I use the tapping to help us along. So the invocation, the forgiveness invocation, as I call it, actually appeals to a higher source. And you can change the appellation however you want to, however it suits your belief system. But the burden of actually being able to forgive is something that we just give to a higher source. So that makes it a little easier. It's like, okay, I have too much of a grudge here, but at least I'm trying, okay? So somebody please help me. Yes, they will, if we allow them to. So this is what this invocation is helping us with. And adding the tapping to it helps our subconscious actually move into a place of forgiveness where our conscious mind wants to resist for various reasons. So as my giveaway, as my gift for everybody, I have the forgiveness invocation and the tapping instructions and a little audio that actually reads the invocation for you with some music in the background and waves. I actually recorded it on the beach so that you can just listen to it if you don't want to read it yourself. Listen to it as many times as you want and just tap along. So this is my gift to you.
Perfect. Beautiful. I love that. I love practical things that you can use. So you're going to have a PDF with instructions on where to tap and how, and you're going to have the invocation, and you can just listen to the audio with the beautiful waves and peaceful music and be able to just follow along. So thank you so much. Love it. All right. So, as we close, I thought it would be wonderful if you shared a little bit about what you told me before we started the interview and about how you feel like your purpose, at least right now with the work you're doing, is to help people come out of their shell, sort of rise up like Venus. And so if you want, do you want to leave us with something around that?
Yes, I can do that. So a lot of people probably think my website is very feminine. And it might be, but the reason that I have chosen the Venus of Milan, who's stepping out of the shell, is because all of us, whether female or male, doesn't matter, have all these barnacles of crusty trauma and life experiences around us, which kind of prevent us from shining the light that we were supposed to shine in this life, right? And this is just our life experiences, our past life experiences, that we now have a chance to heal, for lack of a better word, to take care of, to change, so that we can shine more brightly. And the name Englobe Me and this whole maritime theme on my websites, because I see every person as a pearl who's supposed to shine, who's supposed to come out of the oyster and shine our light into the world. There's a reason for everybody to be here in this world and shine.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for connecting. And I look forward to getting to play some more.
Thank you, Akasha. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. So this is one you're going to want to mark and do at least a few times so that you can get this down and send peace we just sent that peace through ourselves and into the planet and into our homes and our countries. And this is what we need right now. So we're going to leave you with that. Take that peace, breathe it in. I love that. Let your belly go out the way we're not told to do, and stop the stress response and drop back into that peace and see yourself taking it with you with every step, every breath, every look, every touch. See if you can exude that, not with effort, but because you've taken the time to drop out yourself and come into that state of peace, and then use your tapping to come back in if your kids drive you crazy or something else happens, and see how much you can keep spreading that and seeing that and holding that through your life. So I know you're going to have a beautiful and blessed day. Please share this and let us know how else we can serve you. Namaste.
Namaste.